Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-hosts. We have Tammy Haldeman and Tom Terbrock. Welcome back, guys.
Ladies first.
I was trying something new. And thanks for having me today.
Good afternoon, my buddy.
So the old happy song makes me think of this. Think of this segment a little bit. So one of the things we wanted to cover is the 20 signs you're succeeding in life, even if you don't feel that you are.
Right. Because we always feel like, we fail time to time.
Yeah, we all try to fail forward.
Right. So our goal here is just to give you a little different perspective about yourself.
This is good, okay.
Yeah, because as we start to grow in life, as we start to move forward, and these 20 points actually came from Lifehacker. Lifehacker.com had these 20, and when Tammy and I read them, we're like, all right, this is pretty good. This is worth sharing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So let's jump into this. Number one, Tammy. Mm-hmm.
Your relationships are less dramatic than they used to be. Drama is not maturity.
Yeah, Tom, you think you can relate to that? It's just knowing that our relationships are a little bit less dramatic, and it is with maturity we've been able to put some of the drama in our past.
Life's good. Okay,
save the
good.
Drama for your mama.
So far, so good, right? Exactly.
That is a good one. Number two.
You are not afraid to ask for help and support anymore.
Okay.
So I just had a great lesson on this one. I was listening to a spiritual teaching, and I've done this. I've refused help. I remember this very vague. Anyway, the story is that I'm carrying a ladder, a paint bucket, a brush, and all kinds of stuff for painting. And someone said, "Can I open the door for you?" And you say no, and then you drop the ladder, you drop the paint, you drop all because I refused help.
Right. Well, and sometimes it may be financial help. Mm-hmm. A lot of different ways that we can use help.
Yes.
And people are too prideful to reach out and just ask.
Right.
When sometimes people would be happy to do it. And when you're not afraid to do that anymore, it's one of those signs that you are succeeding, mm-hmm. even when you don't feel like you are.
Right.
This is great.
Number three.
You've raised your standards.
Well, this can go a long way. Tammy, I'm going to let you start out on this one because I have a different direction I'm going to take than you, I think.
Okay. Raising my standards. This isn't to judge or anything for anybody, but for me personally, just not being around bad behavior anymore.
Right, not tolerating it.
So,
Just not getting sucked into any of that anymore.
Right, not being scared to set boundaries in your life.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Well said there, man.
Yep.
When holding people accountable for their actions, not spending time with the energy vampires in life anymore. And I'll even take this to the point that of raising some personal standards that may be how you're eating, how you're spending, could be how much you're working out.
Mm-hmm.
It could be raising your standard on how clean you're keeping your house. Okay, it could be all kinds of things, or keeping your car clean.
Mm-hmm.
But when you know that you've raised your standards in some areas, then I think that's a positive sign that you're starting to succeed in those areas.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
This is great.
So number four, you let go of things that don't make you feel good. Now, this isn't narcissistic, is it?
I don't think so, no. I think that self-love is success.
Yeah,
absolutely it is.
We have to love ourselves enough to say no to anything that doesn't serve you, that doesn't make you happy.
Right. I think so, too.
Fantastic.
If it doesn't serve our overall purpose, mm-hmm. it's okay to say no to it. And that, actually, I'll say, it's not a contradiction to the last one, but in addition to the last one that was raising your standards, there may be some areas that you lower your standards. Okay, so as an example, when I started having a lot of kids, I had to lower my standards in certain areas, and I still lower my standards, but basically I had to let go of the house always being perfectly clean. Okay,
gotcha.
Or I had to let go of, I had to let go of like being able to go out and always play golf, or because it didn't always meet my higher purpose.
Right,
my higher purpose was having a really big family and a beautiful family.
All right, so number five, you have moments where you appreciate who you see in the mirror. Now, I had gone through a big, powerful self course, and we had to stand and look in the mirror and tell ourselves that we loved ourselves. That was one of the hardest things to do that I've ever done, I think, in my life. And just making eye contact with myself and telling myself that I love me. And it sounds kind of weird,
but I'm telling you,
it was big.
Tammy, if we don't love ourselves,
mm-hmm.
then we're in trouble.
Yeah, Yeah.
You know?
Well, and how often do people get in the mirror and not like who they see? Okay, so that may not like, you know, a lot of people are going to be thinking on a physical level, and that's
body-wise, sure, sure.
There were these Dove commercials that I remember that were on the internet for a long time. Oh, they were very interesting because they would have this kind
you've got to YouTube these.
Yeah, you have to YouTube the Dove commercials where they would have these police sketch artists.
Okay.
And they would end up having people come into this room, and then somebody else would have to describe them.
Right.
Okay.
So I would describe Doug.
Oh, okay.
Right. And the sketch artist would draw Doug, and then he would describe himself.
Right. And then they would go in and describe themselves to the sketch artist.
Right.
And see how close it was.
Right. So now the interesting thing there is that the women describe themselves much worse than other people describe them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no kidding.
And the men were the opposite.
Everybody looked like Mel Gibson or Brad Pitt.
Sure.
But it was a great lesson there that the women were very critical of themselves and like learning to truly appreciate who we are when we look in the mirror.
Right.
That's a big one. That's number five. Number six on the list, Amy.
Mm-hmm. You have learned that setbacks and failure are part of self-growth. Boy, this is a big one for me,
it's really tough when you're in the gutter to actually have the perspective to appreciate it and go, things will get better. Mm-hmm. And where's the lesson here?
Mm-hmm. I sometimes focus too much on the lesson, but I appreciate the lesson, and I think that is definitely a sign for me that I've matured and that I'm succeeding in my life. That I can actually go, that's interesting.
And I can actually remember one of the darkest times in my life. Because I was in a pretty good spiritual place during that time. I remember looking at it and saying to myself, okay, at the point that I can become really thankful for everything that's going on in my world right now, that's the point when things will turn around. And that's exactly what happened.
Right.
Is I became thankful, and then everything all of a sudden got better.
Good.
So in case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the 20 signs you're succeeding in life, even if you don't feel like you are.
Number seven, you have a support system that includes people who would do anything for you. These are the people that have your back.
Yep, absolutely.
And I'm good. I'm good there.
Yeah, you're definitely good there, Tammy. I feel like I am too. And that really comes from paying it forward.
Yeah.
And if you're good there, it means that you probably have paid it forward with people so that they can be that support system, and you know they'll be there for you. If you don't have that in place, then you probably aren't paying it forward quite enough.
Right. If you're struggling on who can help.
Right. Number eight, you don't complain much.
Right. This one is a tough one because our society, man, we can get sucked into that.
Boy, it is, and I'm glad that the two of us really don't, Tammy, because knowing that you don't complain much, how many people want to focus on the negative and just complain about all kinds of things that go on out there?
Yes.
It's not good.
And just living in this space of gratitude, when you can look at life in gratitude, all of a sudden it's hard to complain.
Right. Mm-hmm. Number nine, you can celebrate other successes.
Sure.
Yeah, that's definitely a sign of maturity there. And when somebody's in a bad place, it's hard for them to celebrate other people's successes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the better, the more you can celebrate other successes, it's a really good sign that you're in a pretty good place and you are succeeding in life.
Right. Number 10, you have passions that you pursue. So this one, Doug, do you have...
The radio show for me is a perfect example of that. Okay, it's a passion.
Nice.
It's a passion that I always had, and I had a chance to pursue it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it may be a physical activity. Maybe Tammy, like hiking for you, or kayaking, or lots of the outdoor activities.
Yeah,
and you pursue those anytime you can.
Yep.
Juggling for me.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
One of the passions I pursue.
Sure.
Yeah,
to
juggle some dangerous objects for me. Mm-hmm. One of my passions.
Mm-hmm. 11.
You have things to look forward to.
All right, so I'm going to jump in on this one. So you have things to look forward to. When they look at the aging studies and they look at the people that are living to be over 100 years old and what's common among them, almost all of them have something that they're looking forward to. Like they're really excited about life.
Okay.
And they're just excited about their future and what it holds for them. At the point we lose that hope, then we're going to shrivel up and die.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that if you have something to look forward to and something you can get really excited about, then that's going to be the fuel that's going to drive you into your future.
Healthy, too. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely. Number 12.
You have goals that have come true.
If that's where you really have to look in retrospect and, mm-hmm. and take a few minutes, I call it the positive focus. Is I start out every week with a positive focus where I look back at the previous week and I say, okay, what did I accomplish? Not all the things on my to-do list that I didn't get to,
right.
But what did I get to? And start out with that, that I know that those are just some very small goals.
Positive.
And over a long period of time, you're going to have a lot of big goals that you have succeeded on.
Mm-hmm. Number 13.
This is big.
You have empathy for others.
A lot of folks do not.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's sad.
They don't.
It's mm-hmm. sad, man.
Empathy and compassion, I think it will get us out of judgment of other people.
Sure.
When we can truly have empathy for them and their situation, okay, whether it's a homeless guy on the corner, or even it could be somebody else that's complaining or really negative in their life, have an empathy for them and go, you know what, they're just a hurting individual.
Right.
Okay, they're in a hurting place in their life, and you have compassion for them.
Feel for them, yes.
Right, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Right.
Number 14, Tammy.
You love deeply and open yourself up to be loved by others. This could be scary for some people.
It is. It's, you know, to deeply love and be deeply loved. It's people will have that upper limit that sometimes won't allow it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Number 15.
You refuse to be a victim. Ooh.
This is big. Always have been
a victim.
A victim,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't. You know, I would say in your past,
see,
you don't strike me as that.
No, as I'm talking money wise and
uh-huh.
stuff, where do things
happen to
incorrectly.
You
incorrectly. Correct.
Right. Things happen to you.
Yes.
That the car broke down or whatever you get. Yeah, so in our house, here's one of our favorite things we do at home. Anytime our kids say, it's not fair,
right?
Then we make them follow it up with, I'm a victim. And now it broke them of that.
Oh,
they don't
do
say
it
anymore.
Well, they really don't say
they
it.
Don't.
Because if it starts to come out of their mouth, all the other kids in the house immediately go, I'm a victim. in unison. So that's a good one for everybody to practice.
It really has stopped it.
Anytime you start to say the words, it's not fair, repeat right after that, I'm a victim.
And that'll stop it.
It will stop it really quickly. None of us want to think of ourselves as a victim.
Right, not at all.
Number 16.
You don't care what other people think. Wow.
That's huge
okay.
again.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, as a people pleaser, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it is
you
a tough
know.
One.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, I think we're all people pleasers.
Mm-hmm.
So to truly not care what people think, I think that's one of the things, even have a radio show for us, we had to get a little thicker skin and know that
yeah.
we can't please everybody.
Yeah, I had to right off the bat.
yeah, we can't please everybody. Nope. Number 17.
You always look on the bright side.
Yes.
Now, this, I just had another, one of my teachings as driving down here was be in the pleasant moment.
Yeah,
instead of the present moment. I thought, that's genius. That's awesome. Be in the pleasant moment.
Well, there's the yin and yang of life. There's a mm-hmm. flip side to everything, and something bad happens to us. Frequently, there's something else good that could be attached to it.
Mm-hmm. And like the lesson that you're supposed to be
something, right.
To.
You could pull right. something out of a bad situation.
Right,
right. right.
Absolutely. Even if it is just the lesson that you're
learning.
Going forward with.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't taint us you know, too much for the future.
Right, right.
You know, where we drag you know, some of those things too much in the future.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Right. Number 18, Tammy.
You accept what you can't change.
That's huge also, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Right. Acceptance. That you know, it's a great question to ask yourself. When there's something you don't like in your life is, okay, what can you do about it first?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't do anything about it, then accept it.
Let it slide. Sure.
Right.
Right.
Well, you either have to accept it or find a way to cut it out of your life.
Correct.
You know, if you can't do anything about it, like it may be that you have a bad boss or you have a job you don't like. Okay, if you can't change the job, there may be things you can do to positively affect that job. But if you can't, then you have a couple choices. You either go get a new job or you quit complaining about it, accept it, and learn to be happy with it.
Taking the negative perspective into a positive one.
Right, absolutely. Right. That's definitely a sign that you're succeeding even if you don't feel like you are.
Mm-hmm.
Number 19.
Right. You can change what you can. Okay.
Right. You change what you can. So
right.
when you look at those things that you can change, you actually do change them.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
That's a big one.
Bathroom paint color.
Love
yeah,
it.
Recently Tammy didn't like the bathroom
Love
paint color.
I changed it.
Yeah, she didn't wait around.
I could do it.
Yeah, she didn't wait around for me. She just jumped
Love
in and did
it.
It.
Yeah.
I love it. Number 20.
This is a big one, Tom. Drum roll. You are happy. That's number 20.
Silence. Yes,
you are happy. So one of my lessons on this was happiness doesn't depend on what you have or who you are. It solely relies on what you think.
Read it again.
Yes. Happiness doesn't depend on what you have or who you are. It solely relies on what you think.
Wow. This is really, really a big one. And what are we attaching our happiness to is mm-hmm. the question that I can say that early in my life, my happiness was attached to my success.
I understand.
And then I had a couple catastrophic failures, and I had to readjust that and realize what was I attaching my ego to, what was I attaching mm-hmm. my happiness to, and just deciding to be happy where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tammy, what's the saying that you say sometimes that you get what you get, or you get the same saying that you guys had in Phoenix, I can't remember, but basically
you have what you have.
Right, having what you have.
Have what you have and being, having gratitude with what you have.
Right, with whatever mm-hmm. you have, wherever you are in life, being happy with it and moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Fantastic.
All right, good stuff, guys. That's the 20 signs of succeeding in life, even if you don't feel like you are. It's from lifehacker.com, but we're going to put it on DougHaldeman.com. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling advice to the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.